This is Let's Hear It, Music of the Moment in West Michigan. Tonight, Keith Hall is stepping in to talk to two friends, singer Jenna Mamina and guitarist Rolf Sturm. Jenna, who has traveled the world as a singer, was born in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Rolf hails from the New York, New Jersey area. Their new album together is called Spark. Here's Keith Hall, host of Jazz Currents.
Welcome, you two.
Hi, Keith.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you here. Rolf, it's great to see you again.
Yeah.
I know we met in New York City years and years ago.
At least a few.
Yeah. And Jenna, we've known each other for quite a few years and I've had the opportunity to work with you. And so it's really wonderful to have you together here in the studio. And I know we have a lot to talk about, but I think we should start with some music.
Great.
We're going to start with an Abby Lincoln tune called I've Got Thunder. Some folks talk about my power. Some folks say I'm wild and strong. Others say my style of living makes a man go wrong. I'm a woman hard to handle. If you need to handle me, better run when I start coming. Talk about the love they need. Others say that love is waiting. In the meantime, watch my speed. Well, I've got love for climbing mountains, love for sailing overseas. I got love, there is no stopping. Love for sailing, it will move you to do things, 'cause love is an emotion. It will move you to do things. I've got thunder and it rings, yes, it rings. Struggle here is done. I will find a new dimension in the rising sun, in a place that is forever. do things, because love is an emotion. It will move you to do things. I've got thunder and it rings, yes it rings. I've got thunder and she's got.
So that was an Abby Lincoln composition.
Yes, sir.
And I know she was a really important person for you, Jenna.
She was. My second mama.
And actually, I believe she went to Kalamazoo Central.
She grew up in Kalamazoo.
And she grew up here, So there's that nice connection. But do you have a CD that you put out? When did you release that?
You know, I never remember when people ask me that because I never really released it. It was just something that I had to do. 2013.
Yeah. I know our friend and our critic Neil Tesser said some really nice things about you and how you, he said that you sang her music with the same grit and majesty as Abby did herself. And
Thank you,
a compliment.
Neil Tesser.
What a wonderful way to start the show. And Rolf, you have a really wonderful list of credits. You know, you read your bio and you see all the travels that you've done and albums that you've released and people you've played with and all the great reviews. You've appeared on over 60 CDs, I read.
Yeah. It's climbing.
And And you've appeared on CDs or you've performed with people from Loudon Wainwright to Dave Douglas to everybody in between. And, you know, speaking of quotes, I know Tony Trischka, the great banjo master. If you like Bela Fleck, you know, you should know Tony Trischka.
Sure, yeah, of course.
I love what he said about you. He said, you're a master of scrumptious chord motion.
That's a great quote.
Scrumptious.
Tony's a master of vocabulary and obviously a master of banjo. You know, he's an absolute salt of the earth sweetheart and just a monster. I played in a band with him for a few years, and I tell this story to students that he would be taking a solo, and it would basically explore the entire history and future of improvised music in one solo and just leave you agape. And then he'd look over at me like, okay, it's your turn. And I'll tell people that, you know, at that moment, I think like, I think I remember a G chord, you know, it's just, but it was really remarkable to be in his group. And he really pushed all of us.
And Jenna, you've traveled all over as well, performing with people like Bobby McFerrin and Ricky Lee Jones and David Sanborn, you know, and the list goes on. So you've got 10 albums under your own name as well. And I love what one critic said about you. She said that you could sing a page from the phone book and make it sound like your own private piece of the sky. And I think we might have a phone book handy. Maybe we'll have you sing
Bring it.
The Kalamazoo phone
okay.
later.
How long do we have? Because we'll get through the seas.
Well, let's hear some more music.
Yeah, great.
What would you like to do?
Something from our new record? Surprise. Oh. you, by golly, wow. You're the one that I've been waiting for forever. And ever will my love for you keep growing strong, keep growing strong. If I could, I'd catch a falling star to shine on you so I'll know where you are. Order rainbows in your favorite shade to show I love you. Thinking of you, write your name across the sky. By golly, wow, you're the one that I've been waiting for forever. And ever will my love for you keep growing strong, keep growing strong. By golly, wow, you're the one that I've been waiting for forever. And ever will my love for you keep growing strong, keep growing strong. Bet you by golly, wow, you're the one that I've been forever.
What a great tune and a great performance too on your CD and right here in the studio. I wish everyone could see what I see. You know, sometimes in the studio, people can kind of, you know, be in a different mode, but you all are performing. I feel like I'm at your concert right now. It's not that you turn on the performance when people are around, but you are. That's just, you can't separate it.
I have always loved that tune. And years ago, I performed it and then put it on the shelf. And then the first gig we had was in New York. And my friend Alexa Birdsong was sitting in the audience. And at the break, she goes, "I know what song you guys need to do." And I said, "What?" She said, "Betcha." And I went, "I love that song. I performed it 10 years ago." And the next day we learned it, and the day after that we recorded it.
So let's talk about how you two met. I understand you met a long time ago, and there was this big break. Let's hear about that.
Right. Well, we first met in 1995 when we walked into a rehearsal studio for a large ensemble. It was a 20-piece rock orchestra in New York City. But you actually have dealings with... I had been playing in that orchestra, playing different kinds of music before then, but then you brought the whole thing...
From the Bay Area New York.
Right.
It was originally, there's a record that the Grateful Dead made called Blues for Allah. And it was this particular year in 95 that it was going to be 20 years old. So... A friend, Gary Lambert, who works with the Grateful Dead as part of the family, wanted to redo the record with a big band and play it 20 years later at the same place that the Grateful Dead played, which was at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco. So part of the people came from New York and people from the Bay Area, Peter Applebaum and the whole Will Bernard and different people were part of this. And the day we were rehearsing it to perform, Jerry Garcia had died. So they canceled our show. And then 2 months, August, September, October, 4 months later, we played two sold-out shows at the Great American Music Hall. And then this thing just became bigger than we ever thought it would. And then we took it to New York, played at the Knitting Factory, and then we recorded the record as well. And that's when Rolf and I met.
Yeah, and so we, Jenna and I were in this band. It was a very large, very loud orchestra. There was a string quartet, six horns, two guitars, bass, drums, keyboards,
percussion, balloon. And
it was
this one woman played balloon between her legs.
Yeah, with Barkus Berry pickup.
Very Lower East Side, you know.
But on these long bus rides, we would be in a bus for a long time, and it's 20 people, so you're living on top of each other, and the sets were very long. We'd play four and a half hour shows, and then you'd pile into a bus, and the bus driver was supposed to be sleeping during the show so that he could drive us to the next, because it could be a 7 hour drive. And Jenna and I, neither of us slept that well in those kind of circumstances. And I was in the back of the bus. I was playing this electric guitar for the gig, a little Steinberger, and I brought it out. You can't hear an electric guitar when it's not plugged into an amplifier. So everyone's snoring on the bus and the din of the bus driving, and I just sat and I was just plunking some jazz standards just to change my purview, you know, my head a little bit. And Jenna kind of heard something. She came back and she said, "Are you playing jazz standards?" And I said, "Yeah." And she says, "I like to play jazz standards." And I said, "Well, I like to play." So we played a few tunes really quietly in the back of the bus because you don't want to wake up people, you know.
Even though they were snoring there, louder than we were playing and singing. You know the road.
Yeah. So we thought, wow, we should do this someday. But I guess we were together in that large group for about 3 years. And we'd done three recordings during that time. And then Jenna moved back to the Bay Area, and I stayed with the group for a number of other years. And it just 17 years went by. And Jenna was coming back to New York City for a music conference and sent out an email and said, "Hey, is anybody still in town from those days?" And I got the message, and I thought, wow, Jenna Mamina, yeah, hey, I'm still here. What are you doing? What's going on? So she said she's coming to town for a conference, and We set up an appointment where we could get together before I had to go teach some students, and we had some tea in Manhattan. And this is in January. It was really cold. And we just sat and reminisced, but also got caught up on what we were doing. And each of us brought a stack of CDs that we'd been involved in. We swapped our stacks of CDs to get caught up. And we communicated, and we wanted to try that duo thing that was, you know, sort of the inspiration so many years ago. But the next time that Jenna could come to New York was June. So we set up about, 4 or 5 gigs, and I booked a day and a half in a recording studio. So Jenna came to New York in June. She flew in on one day. We rehearsed on the next day, and the following day we had our first gig, and the next day we went into the studio. So we had stacks of music around ourselves going, "Well, do you know this one? What key do you do that in?" And that's how we recorded Spark.
Literally papers. Hey, how about that? What about Betch by Golly Wow? Yeah, the one that Alexa suggested last night. Yeah, let's do that. Okay.
And we had it in two different keys. We're trying to figure out which key would be better. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing. It's
amazing how quickly the music can come together and you not see each other, even speak together for, what was it, 17 years?
Yeah.
And then you just reunite, and then there's a spark.
Yeah.
Spark.
Hence the title of the CD. That's beautiful. Could you tell us about your influences on the guitar?
Sure.
Even for a solo guitar like this, who would be your influences?
You know, influence and inspiration, I guess there's a line between the two. But I remember in college, I was a little bit of a late bloomer when it came to the guitar. My sophomore year in college is when I really decided, okay, I want to study guitar and focus on guitar. And I guess about a year after that, maybe my junior year in college, I stumbled across this recording of Joe Pass, and it was on Pablo Today. I think it was entitled "I Remember Charlie Parker," and it was just Joe sitting with a nylon string guitar, playing all the tunes off of a Charlie Parker album that Charlie had written or that he had performed on a particular album, and it was so raw. It was, you could hear Joe Pass breathing. You know, you could tell it was a microphone in front of him and he was just playing. And it really hit me that I kept coming back to this recording. It hit me that the guitar is a harmonic instrument. And so if you're going to consider yourself a guitarist, or if I was going to consider myself a guitarist, I should be able to sit down and play the melody and the chords and bass lines and like a piano player can do it. And I thought, okay, that's a worthy cause. I had no idea how much time and energy it takes to try to do that. I'm still working on it, you know. I do play electric guitar, and I love electronics. I had taken a lesson. I had taken a few lessons with John Abercrombie because I loved his playing, and I had got an old Yamaha D1500 delay, and I was using a volume pedal to ooze some sounds and things because I'd been listening to Terje Rypdal, a guitar player who's been on ECM Records. And I brought this little cassette recording into my lesson with John Abercrombie, and he said, "Oh, I see you've been listening to Bill Frisell." And I thought, oh, actually I hadn't. So I went out and immediately got some Bill Frisell recordings, and I loved, you know, Bill Frisell with Paul Motion and his group. And there are all kinds of great guitar players that are out there. I mean, and they're all different because you can say John McLaughlin because of his remarkable technique. And you could say, Andre Segovia because of his musicality. And you can, there's Alan Holdsworth for his fluidity and just outstanding unorthodox technique. And they're all just marvelous, marvelous guitar players, you know.
What about you, Jenna? We mentioned Abby Lincoln earlier, but who else would you cite as some influences or inspirations?
James Taylor, as far as songwriting, and I'm just a big fan. Sammy Davis Jr., big time. And Ella, Dean Martin. I'm just thinking now of vocals, but I love classical music. I listen to a lot of different music with my parents. And when I was a little girl, it was Nat King Cole. I think that's how my mom would put me to sleep at night. And then I'd coo along with it. And so then I didn't sleep. But I listened to a lot of, I saw Lyle Lovett the other night. And my friend Matt Rawlings, piano player who I've done quite a few records with, plays with Lyle. And so that's always an easy in to go. But I figured out the other night I've seen him 24 times. I love Lyle Lovett. I really do. But so I don't know. I love music. I love Rolf Sturm. I love Keith Hall, you know, great musicians that I get to be able to play with. So.
Well, that's what I'm hearing. I mean, I hear that in the music, on the CD. You know, it's not just jazz, or it's not just singer-songwriter. It's all, right. It's just music. And it really gives you such a depth to what you bring to the music. And it's really wonderful. And it's refreshing because we can just kind of get pigeonholed and get into one thing and be one-dimensional and
yeah, Jenna had sort of put it into words when we were talking about what kinds of music, what sorts of tunes we were looking for. And she had said, well, you know, we have some originals and we're doing some jazz standards, but let's find the new standards, which, in other words, let's go back to some of the tunes that may be in a rock genre, because, you know, that old standards were, maybe they were in Broadway, maybe they were, you know, the pop tunes of the day. And like Betcha by Golly Wow, something like that. You listen to it and you go, oh yeah, that tune. It's not considered a jazz standard necessarily, but it's a new standard, because when people hear it, they go, "Oh yeah, that, you know, that I remember that from way back.
Yeah.
And that's what I always, from my first record, was called Under the Influence, and all the songs. My first record originally was going to be the Abby Lincoln record. And then days before I was recording, she called me and asked if I was still doing the record. And I said yes, because I was. And she said, well, don't, because tribute records are for people who are dead, and I'm not dead yet. And I knew if I did it, she would never, I wouldn't be in her life anymore. So I scrambled. I said, what am I supposed to do? And she said, pick songs that influence you. So Under the Influence literally was within days of, again, picking Elvis Costello, Robert Plant, Abby, James Taylor, Dr. John, things that I love, and I guess I'll do that tune. So, yes. I just thought of a song that I would love to do. Another influence of mine was when I was 7 years old, I went to a bar with my parents to see Nino play, my brother, and there was a singer-songwriter by the name of Bev Hahn that was from my hometown, and when I saw her on stage, I looked at my mom and I said, when I grow up, that's what I want to do. And she was in the middle of making a record of her songs after writing hundreds and hundreds. You'd have a conversation with her, and the next day she'd call me and say, you know, when we were talking about whatever conversation it was, well, I wrote a song about it. And beyond prolific, and was my dearest friend, and in the middle of making her record, she had a massive heart attack and died. So then I did a bluegrass Americana record with her band, the Art Gompers Band, and this song that I'd love to do is called Place That I Call Home. You and I have been together for a long time. Seems forever that I've had you here by my side. Up and down, all around, life's been an adventure, baby. Dreams were written, love left on the fly. Through it all our love has seen us through. Tonight, standing here with you, that I call home, yeah. It's not a house, it's not a town or a city, it's a place we're at when we are alone. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh. You can be across the room in a crowd, I catch your eye. I know you see the same things that I see. Even when we disagree, there's still a common place that we can always find a way to travel to. Through it all our love has seen us through. Tonight, standing here with you, I know a place that I call home, yeah. It's not a house, it's not a town or city, it's a place where at when we are alone. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Chance to do it all again, what would it change? Cause it might change the stories. And I know a place that I call home, yeah. It's not a house, it's not a town or a city, it's a place we're at when we are alone. I know a place that I call home. It's not a house,
house. It's not a town or a city. It's a place where I, when we are alone.
You know, that goes right along with what I think of when I think of your performances, Jenna. Everybody. You know, you're bringing people up on stage or you're paying tribute to someone, and it's always warm and inclusive and inviting and just a family vibe. And I remember when I performed with you, there's just such a connection between the band members and the audience, and you two have such a connection. Maybe I'll put you on the spot here. Maybe, Rolf, I'll have you go first. Tell me maybe what it is about Jenna that you like most about playing with her.
Yeah, Rolf, what is it?
Well, actually, you know, one of the things that anyone who's in the world of music goes through all kinds of stages of learning, and you... there are a lot of different ways of describing music and the different levels. And one of the ways is that there are these different levels that you never graduate the first level and get to the second level. You constantly work on, you just add levels that you're working on. And one of the levels, the first level, is just all the technique, you know, scales, chords, inversions, breath support, fingering, whatever. And then once you have start to acquire this kind of technique, you get to a second level, which is, I want to make music with. I want to be musical. I want to. It's not just demonstrating my skills or my tools. And after you start to be able to make music with it, you realize that there's another level, which is, it's not just let's be musical. You have something to do with it. It comes through you. So it starts to become about trying to express yourself through the music, and then. Maybe there's even another level where you realize, you know what, it has nothing to do with me and I just need to get out of the way and let it happen. And I think that part of that, down on level one, I realized that silence is a really important part of music. And you can swim within that and paint within that. And when I hear Jenna sing, she's not just, here are the words, here's the melody. I have my technique. I'm going to breathe here and here and enunciate. You know, she's being musical, but it's not just being musical, because like you were saying, you hear Jenna. It's like that reading, you know, singing the phone book, and it sounds like it's coming from her heart. And I think that kind of musicality, it's easy to stampede over that kind of musicality in a larger group, or if people aren't listening, if you have people in the band who aren't sensitive to it. But I think that we're both sort of on the same page when it comes to that kind of musicality and being able to listen. Let's empty out the spaces and just play what's important and try to communicate, you know.
And what about you, Jenna? What would you say about Rolf then?
That was so profound. What I appreciate, I've worked, as you know, in other duo situations, and I love that, but I also love playing. I mean, you and I have just played together. So I appreciate that there is space, but Rolf's sensitivity is on another level. And I'll refer to Andre, for instance, who I played with, Andre Bush, for 20 years, that he and I had that sixth sense where we'd be sitting there and I'd be thinking of a song and he would play it. And we had that. And I haven't had that for a long time. And when Rolf and I started playing, it wasn't there at first, but it is now. I mean, we'll just sit there. He'll go, what do you want to play next? And I'll go, how about? And I'll say something and he will have had it pulled up. So there's that magic. But the other part that's really great is we've both been doing it for a really long time, and we've had our own labels for a very long time, and we know what it takes to work. And neither one of us are afraid to do that work. We're not afraid to, you know, if I meet three people at a conference, and then I share that with Rolf, and Rolf, and I'll give Rolf the card, and he's already emailed them the next day. So together we're a really good machine. We complement each other a lot, and we're not afraid to do anything. So get in the car, get on a plane, play it, you know, wherever it is, at noon or at midnight, we really want to do it, and we want to do it together. So, and he's remarkable and scrumptious, right? According to Tony Trischka.
So you're working together musically, but then you've got the business. Speaking of work, you are also a songwriter, Jenna. I'd love to hear one of your tunes.
Okay. We'll do Inner Smile.
Okay.
It off if you can. Out of sight, out of mind and hand, it will come back again like a long lost friend. You can't escape from time, though you try your best to distract yourself. You just can't hide. Turn away, say no more. Cheat yourself, but the truth cuts to the core. So many weeks can pass without a chance, then the light comes tumbling through. Take the time to ask, then you will grasp the peace that's inside you. And the days fly by and the nights just never end. You must look inside to find that place within. No more tears for a while. When you find your inner smile, crystal ball and your horoscope. Read your palms, try to find some hope. Then when the lights go down and no one's around, your mind plays tricks on you. If you keep your cool and you can be true, the truth is inside you. And the days fly by and the nights just never end. You must look inside to find that place within. No more tears for a while. When you find your inner smile,
love that song.
I do too. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love Rolf too, because he plays it so well.
It's beautiful. And I love the new treatment you've given it.
Thank
you. I recorded it a few albums ago on the CD called Inner Smile. And now the tempo's different, it's a little bit different feel. And is there a story behind that, or what's the inspiration for that song?
Yeah, I think I was in Mexico teaching, and I walked by this century plant that literally blooms once every century, every 100 years, and it happened to be blooming that week. And I remembered saying to my friend who I was with, I looked at her and I said, you know, that plant holds a lot in for a long time. And, you know, this inner smile, and I came up with that day, I remember, and I ran back to the room and I wrote that title down, and then just, you know, growing up and going through what we go through and try to find how to get to that place. And that's where I was at that point. And so I wrote that with my friend John Bendick, who's a wonderful songwriter from the Bay Area, and guitarist Ray Oviedo.
So I remember performing with you, Jenna, and you would ask the crowd for words, and then you would come up with a song on the spot.
Yes.
And I would love it if you could do that in the studio here.
Okay. Can I add one more element to it?
Sure.
We just need 3 notes from you.
3 notes.
What we've done is, since Jenna gets the lyrics from the audience, I get notes that I base what I'm doing as well. So you really get royalty check when this gets big.
Not only that, it's really original. So 3 notes, sharp or flat, natural, however you want them.
Okay.
Give me anything.
I'm going to say B flat, G, and F.
Okay.
And now I need 5 words from you.
How many words?
5.
5 words. Okay. Marshmallow. Elephant. Bookcase.
Bookcase.
Radio show. That's 1 word, right?
Marshmallow, elephant, bookcase, radio show.
And sunglasses.
Wow. Those are a lot of words. Marshmallow, elephant, bookcase, radio show, and sunglasses.
Flying in the sky, I'm always wondering why those clouds look like marshmallows. I love the taste, I love the softness, and I love to fly through those marshmallows. But when I look up on the bookcase and I see a CD by Tri-Fi, I go, I wonder how those boys are doing. Phil, Matt, Keith, I'm gonna play me some Tri-Fi on my CD player, on my bookcase, and you'll see ya later, because put my sunglasses on and I will sing a song and hope that it's not too long, because I love to pet elephants. I think it's so cool. I love the soft texture of their trunks. You know, it's not like a skunk. I don't run from them, I just love from them. And I've got my sunglasses off of my bookcase, because I love it when Keith Hall has us all
That is awesome.
Good words. Can we do one more for you?
Yeah, let's hear some more.
Because Ralph Sturm is also a songwriter.
Let's hear it.
And this is another song off of Spark called Talk to Me.
Go. There's something wrong right here. Unspoken, quiet traces, the subtle shift in places. I'm looking through a distance of newly found resistance that I don't know. Now, right through my hands again, misspoken awkwardness, ignorance I confess. Regretting situations with no communication. How could I know? Talk to me. I feel I'm on the outside. Talk to me. Talk to me. I feel there's something to hide. Talk to me. Don't make a fool of me. Confusion tied in knots, emotions, no clear thoughts. I'm breathing in, exhaling. Fear our love is fading. Please say no. Talk
nice. Mm. Kind of a tango-ish vibe there. That's beautiful. When did you write that?
Boy, it's been a while. It's probably been maybe 5 or 6 years ago. A while back, I did play a little bit with the New York Buenos Aires Connection, which was a tango group with Raul Habrena on bandoneon and Pablo Aslan on bass. And we were doing the quintets of Astor Piazzolla, and which really was a remarkable challenge for me. But it's all on electric guitar, because that's what he did. But it was in there. It was in there.
Yeah. It's been beautiful to have you here in the studio, and you're both just fabulous artists individually, and then bringing you together like this, it's a spark, right?
Your new CD.
Thank you, Keith.
We can follow you on your websites. Rolf's website is waterstreetmusic.org. Yeah.
Or if you just go to jenna-rolf.com.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
And jenna-mamina.com. Jenna-Rolf is a lot easier than jenna-mamina.com.
So we've got waterstreetmusic.org. We've got jenna-mamina.com. And then we've got
jenna-rolf.com.
So there's three ways.
Yeah, and Jenna is J-E-N-N-A, and Rolf is R-O-L-F.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Keith. Thank you so much for having us in.
It's been great to have you here, and we look forward to hearing more CDs and seeing you on the road. Thanks, guys.
Fantastic. Thank you.
That was Keith Hall of WMUK's Jazz Current, speaking with Jenna Mamina and Rolf Sturm. Thanks for tuning in tonight to WMUK's Let's Hear It.